Okay, now film number five is mislabeled here. It is not actually primarily life. There's a guy named Roger Banks, who was a PhD student at the time, and I'm not in contact with him. I haven't seen him for a long time.
Okay.
And this clip is mainly his stuff. So he's doing a cellular automata simulation here, and he has a general scheme by which the cellular automata can build whatever you ask it to, and so that's what's going on here.
So it's not, you're saying it's not the game of life, it's a general purpose cellular automata.
It's general purpose, and it's been designed, specified to have a particular property of being able to by means of this elaborate scheme, build whatever logic you want, from a electronic input, from essentially a program. In other words, what's going on here? You see, you have a thing at the top and a thing at the bottom. They're both shooting at each other, depending upon the exact timing of those relative shots.
Yeah.
It either meets and goes out and adds a thing to the arm, or it retracts and doesn't, or it leaves a dot at the end. So you see, it's able to build a general pattern here, which it's illustrating by making the letters MIT eventually here. So it's able to sort of configure itself for an arbitrary.
This is the work of Roger Banks.
Yeah.
Does this thing show up as his thesis with a name later?
I think it was part of his thesis. He also worked some with Fredkin, although he was largely Fredkin was interested in cellular automata too.
Yeah.
Roger Banks was mainly before Fredkin, and I don't think, it was sort of a colleague type or informal interaction as far as I know, but
cellular automata played on here with Tom Toffoli.
That's right, who went to BU and so on.
His partner.
Norm Margolis.
Right, and then Tom eventually went over to BU.
Right, yeah. Right. Okay, so now let's go to clip.
Also, by the way, have you the patience to listen to what's his name? Wolski? Who's the guy that did math?
Math lab.
For 10 years and then came back out again.
Well, let's see. There's a couple of them. And there's some things here we'll see in this thing.
Okay. In any case, his whole tome of redefining the universe and everything is basically cellular automata. I was at NSF for several years.
Wolfram, is that
Wolfram, that's the guy. When he was down.
Yeah.
Wolfram
actually was not at MIT primarily.
Right.
Wolfram came out of Caltech.
Well, he went to a mountaintop for 10 years and rediscovered Toffoli.
Came back again
and doesn't give any reference to Toffoli or any of the MIT.
That's right. Exactly.
And I called him on that.
No, that's right. That is true.
All right.